sort of leads into the question of the patient who presents with a primary and resectable metastatic disease. How do you approach those patients?
Well, again, I make sure I'm looking for a reason not to operate on those patients. And I think, again, now, if the primary is symptomatic, then you're obviously going to have to do something with those individuals. And some of my colleagues feel a little bit differently here. If I have a resectable liver lesion, I think with the primary intact, there are two potential options that you have today with patients. One, you can treat them up front with chemotherapy. But remember, this is resectable disease. So my personal bias, if you will, and that's probably what it is I would go ahead and explore that patient, make sure they don't have any extrahepatic disease. At the time of that surgery, I would do an ultrasound of the liver to make sure that I don't have any additional disease in the liver. I would make sure there's no extrahepatic disease, because if there's extrahepatic disease, I'm not coming back to do that liver. I would go ahead and remove the primary, have that patient get better from that primary, and then go back in and do that hepatic resection. Now, if during that convalescence of the primary, or, you know, say the patient wants to wait a couple of months before you go back, I've reevaluated them, and now instead of having one lesion in the liver, they have two. Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk to my medical oncologist and say, you know, perhaps we ought to give this patient systemic chemotherapy. Go to two cycles, see what happens. If they stay the same, I'll go ahead and resect them. If they get worse, I'd just save this patient an operation probably.
Why not do both procedures at the same time?
Well, I think certainly some of my colleagues would say that. Now, I personally would not do a colon resection and do a major hepatic resection at the same time. If that lesion required a wedge or a segment, I think it's perfectly acceptable to go ahead and do the wedge and the segment along with the primary. Again, as long as there's no extrahepatic disease and you don't have any disease elsewhere in the liver. So I think that's certainly another option.
This concludes the first CD. For an interview with Dr. Paulo Huff, please turn to the second CD.